Let's get you to the markets with Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. G'day, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now, the global dairy trade auction results, what do we see?
Yep, overall index up 0.2%, so more or less unchanged, I'd call that. That follows a 2% rise that we saw in the mid-September auction. So the bellwether component is the whole milk powder component, the asset class, and it was down 0.2%. That tends to have quite a bit of impact on the overall index result. We had a 2.7% rise in skim milk powder. That helped sort of offset that. So relatively steady as she goes. Bit of context, though, Mike, a little bit of context. New Zealand dollar overnight got as low as 0.6206 against the US dollar. Now, that is the lowest level we have seen in the Kiwi-US cross rate since 2009, so reasonably significant. It's bounced a little bit. So 10-year lows, good for exporters there, so that's a positive.
Now, another survey comes, Andrew, yeah. And another doldrum. How rough do you think this NZIER survey is?
It's not good. It is not good. I mean, this is the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. That follows hot on the heels of the ANZ Roy Morgan business outlook. You know, if you thought that it might paint a slightly brighter picture than the ANZ Roy Morgan survey, those hopes were summarily dashed yesterday. Headline confidence, net 35% of businesses responded and expecting general economic conditions to worsen. That's the weakest level since March 2009. Bit of a theme going on here. Here, isn't there, Mike, about that? Yeah. We're hitting lows on lots of things, sort of post-GFC lows. We talked yesterday about these headline numbers, so, you know, and the fact that there is this, tends to be a little bit of, you know, sort of political sentiment comes out in those as well. So look at the firm's view of their own activity. 11% experienced weaker activity in the last quarter. Demand falling. That's the lowest level since September 2010. That is up-to-date information. This is quite a negative read on potential growth rates. And if you look at the correlation of that to potential growth rates, you're looking at GDP being possibly below 1%. This is not; these are not good numbers. Manufacturing, a little bit of improvement in sentiment. They're still in the doldrums, though. That's a global phenomenon. What you've got here, Mike, is further evidence that the business community wants more. It wants more policy uncertainty. It wants more fiscal stimulus. We're not making this stuff up. These are real numbers, you know. I suspect this cements in further interest rate cuts. We saw the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia, move yesterday. Some of the disturbing sort of elements in this survey is that there's real evidence now that this isn't just capacity constraints. These are demand issues. There's not enough demand out there. Even in the construction sector, profitability in the retail sector is at the weakest level since September 2009. This is cause for concern. This cannot be ignored.
Kathmandu, Rip Curl. This is quite a deal, quite a buy,
yeah.
Andrew.
It's exciting one, this. Kathmandu buying Rip Curl, two very well-known Australasian brands. Now, Rip Curl, fascinating story, this. Rip Curl started in 1969. Doug Warbrick, Brian Singer, 50 years ago, they still pretty much own it. Rip Curl, very much a global brand. Kathmandu have paid $350 million for Rip Curl. Rip Curl, sort of quite well-known for its technical products like the wetsuits and stuff. They've avoided the dramas that have been associated with some of the Australasian surf brands like Billabong and Rip Curl. Quite a good compliment. It's got sort of a wholesale footprint. Kathmandu has sort of a retail footprint. Kathmandu business going very well at the moment. Rip Curl founders, they're taking some of the portion in the price in Kathmandu shares. Still going to have skin in the game. So Kathmandu is in a trading halt yesterday. Kathmandu's funding this with a bit of debt. Rights issue to the existing shareholders. Yeah, but exciting. Spiced the day up yesterday, Mike.
Good to see. Now, give me some numbers.
Yeah, very, very quickly. We've had an Institute of Supply Manager, a factory index. This is manufacturing released overnight in the US. Ugly number, 47.8. It's hitting US share markets. The Dow Jones, 26,612, down 304, 1.13%. The S&P 500, 2946, also down 1%. The NASDAQ, down about 1% as well, 7925. FTSE 100 overnight, 7360, down 48. The Nikkei, 21885, up 129. Shanghai Composite, 2905, down 27. Across the Tasman, the ASX 200 gained 55 points yesterday, closing at 6. 6742, and the NZX 50 was up 0.65%, 71 points, closing at 10,996. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets against the US 0.6244, against the Aussie 0.9315, 0.5709 euro, 0.5068 pounds, 67.26 yen. Gold trading at $1,482.74. And who was worried about Brent crude? It's under 60 bucks, $58.88. Yes. Go fill your car up.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's keep it low, Andrew. Have a good one. Cheers. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.